Well, good morning. So nice to have people up front. Take a hint. We're going to be looking at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 through 29. You can see we're almost in of Hebrews now. But we're still dealing with the same stuff, same topics. The writer of Hebrews is still laying out before us how the old covenant is not as good as the new covenant, and how the new covenant is superior, and how it is indeed something that we need to be seeking after and be part of. Now, Christ is the fulfillment of that new covenant. So let's read Hebrews chapter 12. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Issues with this thing today? I think our mic cord is having issues. Is that? Let's try this. And if we click off one more time, then we'll be going to a handheld. See to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as the oldest son. Afterward, as you know, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. He could bring about no change of mind, though he sought the blessing with tears. You have not come to a mountain that can be touched, and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, "I am trembling with fear." But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteousness, men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him and who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven? At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, "Once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens." The words "once more" indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Father, we come before you and we thank you for your word. But Lord, there's a lot here for us to take in. We need your help. So Lord, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to open and illuminate these scriptures to us. Lord, that your anointing would be upon me, that as I speak, you would speak through me. And that your people here would be blessed and encouraged. That correction would be brought where correction is needed. And direction and strength be given where that is needed. So that your people might benefit and that your name might be lifted up and praised. Father, be here in our midst right now. that your word be real and new and fresh. In Jesus' name, amen. Make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. It's a nice sentiment. I'm hitting some feedback. Are you hearing that too? Okay, we're going to... We're going to go to this one. Hopefully we don't have those issues. Live at peace as much as it's possible for you. Means we're supposed to try. Doesn't mean it's always going to be easy. I've got three video clips I'm going to show today. I'm going to do that first one right now, and I want you to just watch this one, then we'll talk about it. No, wrong one.
Dr. Switzer?
Yes, come in. I'm just washing my hand.
Well, that says movie on your nomenclature. Should be the shortest one. You could hear, but what you had there was a young lady who was out preaching in the park, and some people didn't want her to. So they came up and were just playing their guitars and just talking over her, and she said, you know, the problem here is that some people don't want to be holy, and they don't want you to be holy either. We see here, it says, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. So you make every effort to live at peace and yet to be holy. It's not easy because we have people out there who are actively seeking to undermine that holiness because they don't want us to be holy either. Because they're not holy, and if you're holy and being around them, they feel conviction. Well, they don't like that because that's uncomfortable. So they seek to undermine yours. And some just do it for grins. They just like to make others not feel good. Well, this passage here is telling us, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one misses the grace and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. And we see the example of Esau, how he had what was holy, He was the eldest brother. The birthright was his. The promise was his. But he wasn't holy, and he spurned his birthright and sold it for a bowl of soup. But later he wanted it. At his, you know, as his father was getting on in years, and as he's giving that blessing, that gonna give out the birthright, he can't get it. It's no longer his to receive. Why? Because he was not holy. He was also under that first covenant. That first covenant was not one of mercy and grace. When we often think of God, we often think of the first covenant. Now I'm going to show another clip. This is the one, first one that you tried to show, Mike. Show this one, and we'll see. This is what a lot of people think about God. Think about this as the first covenant.
Dr. Switzer?
Yes, come in. I'm just washing my hands.
I'm Catherine Bigman. Janet Carlisle referred me.
Oh, yes. Here is being a very delightful box.
Yes, that's me. Should I lay down?
Oh, no, we don't do that anymore. Just have a seat. And let me tell you a bit about our billing. I charge $5 for the first 5 minutes. And then absolutely nothing after that. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Too good to be true, as a matter of fact.
Well, I can almost guarantee you that our session won't last the full 5 minutes. Now, we don't do any insurance billing, so you would either have to pay in cash or by check.
Wow, okay.
And I don't make change.
All right.
Go.
Go.
Well, tell me about the problem that you wish to address.
Oh, okay. Well, I have this fear of being buried alive in a box. I start thinking about being buried alive and I begin to panic.
Has anyone ever tried to bury you alive in a box?
No, but truly thinking about it does make my life horrible. I mean, I can't go through tunnels or be in an elevator or in a house, anything boxy.
So what you're saying is you're claustrophobic.
Yes, that's it.
All right, well, let's go, Catherine. I'm going to say two words to you right now. I want you to listen to them very, very carefully. Then I want you to take them out of the office with you and incorporate them into your life.
So I write them down?
Well, if it makes you comfortable, it's just two words. We find most people can remember them.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here they are.
Stop it! Stop it?
Yes. S-T-O-P, new word, I-T.
So, what are you saying?
You know, it's funny. I say two simple words, and I cannot tell you the amount of people who say exactly the same thing you're saying. I mean, this is not Yiddish, Catherine. This is English. Stop it.
So, I should just stop it.
There you go. I mean, you don't want to go through life being scared of being buried alive in a box, do you? I mean, that sounds frightening.
It is.
Then stop it!
I can't. I mean, it's been with me since childhood.
No. We don't go there. Just stop.
So I should just stop being afraid of being buried alive in a box.
You got it. Good girl. Well, it's only been 3 minutes, so that will be $3.
Actually, I only have a five, so.
Well, I don't make change.
Then I guess I'll take the full 5 minutes.
Fine. All right. Well, what other problems would you like to address?
I'm bulimic. I stick my fingers down my throat.
Stop it! None of some kind? Don't do that.
But I'm compelled to. My mom used to call me fatty.
No. No, we don't go there.
But I've been having a dream.
No, we don't go there either.
But my horoscope did say...
We definitely don't go there. Just stop it. What else?
Well, I have self-destructive relationships with men.
Stop it! You want to be with a man, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, then stop it. Don't be such a big baby.
I wash my hands a lot.
That's all right.
It is?
I wash my hands all the time. There's a lot of germs out there. Uh-huh. Yeah, don't worry about that one.
I'm afraid to drive.
Well, stop it! How are you going to get around? Get in the car and drive, you kook!
Stop it! You stop it! You stop it!
What's the problem, Kathy?
I don't like this. I don't like this therapy at all. You're just telling me to stop it.
And you don't like that?
No, I don't.
So you think we're moving too fast, is that it?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right, then let me give you 10 words that I think will clear everything up for you. You want to get a pad and a pencil for this one?
All right.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here are the 10 words.
Stop it or I'll bury you alive in a box!
Okay. Now, that's a lot of people's impression of God and the First Covenant. Not a lot of understanding there. It's just stop it! And if you don't stop it, well, I'll do what you most fear. That's people's impression. And that was indeed part of the First Covenant. I mean, even Moses said, I am trembling with fear. But the First Covenant was there not for the purpose of being our salvation, but to show us that we needed salvation. Okay. Luckily for us and for the whole world, there is indeed the Second Covenant, which we have talked about next here. It says, you have come, but you have come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You've come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly, to the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God, the judge of all men, to the spirits of righteous men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. What was the word that the blood of Abel cried out for? Justice. God could hear the blood of Abel crying out. And it wasn't crying out for, forgive my brother. It was, I've been wronged. But instead we have now the blood of Jesus. And what did Jesus cry as he died, as his blood was spilled? Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He's there with us. When we run into difficulties, he said, I will send my Holy Spirit to be with you, the counselor. If you would, even the coach. Okay, Mike, would you show the last clip here?
And now to honor America and salute the men and women serving our country with our national anthem, please welcome, as voted by you, the fans, our winner of the Toyota Get the Feeling of a Star promotion, Natalie Gilbert.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the stars like stars?
Picture of the second covenant versus the first covenant. The first covenant, stop it! Why aren't you singing the wrong song right? Sing it right! Second covenant comes up, lays his arms over his shoulder. He can't sing a note. He sings like me. Murray's, okay, Kev, saying no, I sing worse. But Kevin lays his Maurice Cheeks lays his arms around this young girl Gilbert's shoulders and comes alongside her and sings the words. He knew the words. There were over 40,000 people in that city, and most of them knew the words. But yet he's young. People started booing and whistling and whatnot when this guy forgot. I mean, you ever stand 20, 40,000 people and want to sing? Deer in the headlights, yeah. It's easy to mess up. But here we have the perfect picture of the second covenant. Comes alongside of her and helps her through. And she finished strong. And I find that that piece is much more moving then had it been done, she'd just gone out and sung that song perfectly. It would have been something. Would have forgot about the next day. Never remember. I've seen that clip and I've been wanting for years to pull it out. I pulled it out today. Lord just kind of showed me as I was reading through these passages this week that these clips kind of illustrated the first covenant and the second covenant. And that's what the writer of Hebrews has been trying to do this entire time, is to show how superior the second covenant is to the first. Yes, stop it. But let me help you. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably, with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Earlier the passage speaks of, it's knotted up. You're supposed to have it wound nicely. but I forgive you. Since we're receiving this kingdom, we need to worship God acceptably and with reverence and awe. For our God is consuming fire. And earlier he talks about how that consuming fire is. We have a couple different types of that fire. We have the fire of judgment, that he was the one who was sitting in judgment over us. But we also have the fire of his love. Now we can either be consumed by his judgment, or we can be consumed in his love. So we can be consumed by God and pay the penalty for our sins in judgment. Or we can have our lives fully consumed by the love of God and live every day for him. Live holy. Remember, what is holy? Set apart for God. It was we set ourselves apart to do what it is that he wants us to do. To serve him. To do his will. What is it he has told us to do? Love one another. Is that so hard? Sometimes it is. I will admit, there are times when I can be unlovable. I'm not going to ask anybody else if they've had issues with their spouses being unlovable lately, like my elders Kevin or Ed. We've been talking about doghouses. Some of us know what they look like rather well. Sometimes we're not as lovable as we ought. But we try. And the point here is that God will come alongside of us and help us as we try. As we try to be holy. As we try to love one another. As we try to do his will. We don't have to live under the first covenant. Who wants to live under that? It's not very nice. I don't like it. Or that? That's right. I much prefer an arm around the shoulders and an off-key voice. That's what I need to hear. Let's all seek to be consumed by God. But instead of the fire of his judgment, might we be consumed by the fire of his love. Jesus sits at the right hand of God the Father. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so you will not grow weary and lose heart. Consider him and his love. Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. Remember that word that he speaks is love and forgiveness. Let's not reject him, but let's receive him. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your words of encouragement, the better word of love, forgiveness, grace, mercy. Lord, we thank you that you have indeed brought that second covenant. Might we live in the reality of being children of it, not spurning your good gifts for us, but instead seeking after them each day. Help us, Lord, as we come against those trials, that we might better shine for you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.